views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from KKNW AM 1150 here at Hubbard Radio in Seattle. You might be listening on WBLQ AM 1230 radio in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island, on one of the 35 stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio, or of course, in the archives on ChristineUpchurch.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com. But wherever you're listening from today, I think that you may benefit, because I am going to do this show myself, get some input from you guys as well, but I'm going to reframe something that's been going on this year. You know, we're at the very end of 2016. But before I get into that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear the conversations and the comments and the individuals calling in, Mr. Benny Mathers.
I want to give you praise, first of all. I believe you entered this show in particular with a lot of power.
Oh.
Because you're looking forward, I think, I can hear it in your voice, to the new year, which, of course, we're ending a 9-year.
Yes.
And we're beginning
a
1-year.
Right.
Can't wait for it.
I know. And there are a lot of people who are just ready to burn 2016, throw it in the dumpster, whatever. I mean, people are fed up. There has been so much going on. Challenges, loss after loss after loss. I mean, there was the election turmoil. You know, a lot of people got upset about
What happened there?
In the United States. Then, you know, all these people have been passing away. And over this past week, I mean, Carrie Fisher, of all people, she was a mere 60 years old. Mm-hmm. Iconic. I heard the music in the last show, you know, Star Wars music. She was amazing. And then her mother.
A day later.
And her mother, apparently the last words she said to her son, they were at Carrie Fisher's house planning the funeral, and she said, "I want to be with Carrie." And she had a stroke.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't read or hear about that.
Yes.
And so it's all about love and broken hearts.
Yes, and connection and maintaining that connection. And I believe that we can maintain that connection to a certain degree even when somebody has passed over and we're on this side of things in human form. But to lose a child at any age, you know, it would be so incredibly tough.
Yeah, you always hear from people talking, you know, you never want to outlive your children as a parent,
right,
which can be frustrating.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, a lot of our future can't be planned or predicted or so forth. But
right.
Wow, yeah, that was a tragedy. And of course, you know, then we have George Michael and Prince
and all these
David Bowie and all these other artists that we even talked about in the last hour too, and just so many great people. It's like, okay, I see it. Mm. It happened. Let's start over. Let's do this. It's new beginnings, new hope. Let's get after it.
Right.
So 2017.
And you know, I recently wrote a blog called The Power of Letting Go, and as somebody who has been involved in energy medicine and sort of looks at things from an energetic perspective, that's basically where I go for so many things. Mm-hmm. I've got a different perspective on 2016. You know, 2016 was indeed tough as all get out. I mean, I personally had to deal with lots of
loss. I'm giving you a high five right across the counter for that, because we both know this year for both of us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a great power in letting go. But I think that people get stuck in sort of analyzing the pain, being stuck in the fact that they're having loss after loss, challenge after challenge, frustration after frustration, and they're thinking, wow, universe, you know, even if they're being really conscious, are you done yet? Are you done yet? And I really am viewing the energy on our planet in a different way. You know, up until this point, in the spiritual realm, the energy that has dominated this planet has been what I call the divine masculine. It is the energy of moving outward, the outward movement of energy for manifestation. It's the power, it's the steadfast, protective, spiritual energy. And in fact, over the last couple thousand years, the way we have been taught to access our spiritual realm, that divine energy, has been in a very masculine way, where it's basically we are seeking outward. We can go into retreat, and we can sort of wait, and we can connect, and it's this outward, very distinctive, segmented period of time where we're connecting with the divine. Now, the divine feminine works in a very different way. The divine feminine energy actually is something that gets drawn inward. It is about receiving. It is about nurturing and honoring that which has been received. And so the movement of the energy is quite the opposite. So what we are being sort of challenged to do at this point is get really, really good at that receiving. And in order to receive, we have to be good at letting go. So the universe, in its wisdom, as this big influx of divine feminine energy has made its way onto our planet, it is causing us to sort of lose our footing. Many of us who are really conscious, who have like learned the manifestation techniques and have learned to sort of shift our lives so that we don't have as many of these challenges, have been facing challenge after challenge after challenge. Why is that? Are we messing up somehow? Has somehow, like, you know, lost our footing within the consciousness realm? No. We're learning a different part of the dance. The dance with the universe that we do, if you sort of think of ourselves as being separate from the universe, which of course we're not, but it's a matter of either taking the lead or letting the universe take the lead. It's this back and forth kind of thing. And, you know, over the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, it's been very popular to focus on the manifestation techniques, the using visualizations, using the visualization boards, the vision boarding, the affirmations, you know, putting that energy outward, that masculine flow of the divine energy to create, to create, to create. And yes, in that process, we need to have the divine feminine aspect of letting go. But really, it's been more of an outward movement of energy. And I'm telling you, we are at a different stage right now on the planet. And all this turmoil, the problems, the challenges in our lives are actually serving us, teaching us to let go. So there is great power in letting go, because it allows us to sort of flex that muscle. The more we let go, the better we get at letting go. And where we are going with this divine energy is we're going to learn to do this dance between the masculine and feminine, the divine masculine, divine feminine, where we are in a moment-to-moment basis, instead of like retreating and reaching outward for that connection with the divine energy, we are going to be moving about our lives and allowing the flow. And that flow will come in, the divine energy will come in, and then in a very conscious manner, we will be receiving and then moving that energy outward in terms of intention, in terms of action. So really, at this stage, you know, I know that many of us are frustrated with where we're at, and we have had to let go in so many ways, but it is serving a good purpose. Now, throughout the show, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be taking phone calls. I want to hear from you about your life, about, you know, how you've had to let go this year. I will be giving you my input about it as well. and offering you a card from one of the decks I have here to give you some guidance for 2017. So, Benny, can you share with our listeners that number that they can call in?
Sure. If you are in the local area, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free, 888-298-5569. It's 888-298-5569. Or there's even one more. I know.
Oh, my goodness. I'll give you, too many numbers. Yes.
It's the end of the, year. Might as well. 800-930-2819. I didn't leave that one out. 800-930-2819.
And I love the fact that Benny's doing this from memory because he's not looking at anything. Yeah. That's why I asked Benny to do it. Because
quite a few
years
of memorization on that, so I'd feel bad if I had forgotten, which I haven't from time to time. But it is a new beginning, new year in front of us. So
it is.
And
energetically, you know, we are in a huge state of transformation. And when we come back, I'm going to share with our listeners my perspective on the election here in the United States and sort of what that's been about. And I know that a lot of people felt a deep sense of loss over that. And yet, from an energetic perspective, I have a very different kind of bent on the subject. We will be back in a few minutes after these messages. Talk to you soon.
Let's be forgot and never brought to
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We are winding down 2016, and what a year it has been. It has been a year of challenge and loss and turmoil, and it's also a year with purpose. And I kind of want to reframe things for people, because as we are heading out of this year on today is New Year's Eve Eve, I think it's important for us to kind of reframe the story of 2016. As we reframe the story, we can sort of shift our perspective and find that not only were there pitfalls, but there was great purpose that unfolded. And, you know, it's interesting because so many people were upset here in the United States and worldwide, actually, about the results of the election. Now, I know many of you who are listening were probably thrilled at the outcome, but there were a lot of people who took it very, very hard. And it was like there was this expectation and this hope. And it was interesting for me because for the first time ever after all these elections, I was watching election coverage live all by myself. So instead of like having others around me reacting, I just got to be present with my own feelings about it. And I have to tell you, I was shocked. I was surprised. But when I tuned in, I was feeling kind of buzzy. I mean, it was this weird thing. And by the next morning, oh my goodness, you looked on social media and it, you know, people were so outraged, so upset, so worried. And I think that there's really good reason in some sense, but on an energetic level, what I felt was that we had just shifted into a new opportunity. It wasn't like, okay, well, we're going to have to go back to the 1960s the way they were in this country, where blacks and women were trying to find their way to equality and there was a lot of turmoil. It felt like we were getting empowered or had the opportunity to get empowered on an energetic level in a new way. And I felt this great ease in my body, which didn't make any sense because certainly politically, I'm so diametrically opposed to the person who won. And yet, on an energetic level, something had shifted. And I'm not the only one who said that either. It was funny because I actually stayed fairly quiet about it for more than a week on Facebook because it was just like people were just so outraged. There were other people who channeled information about this, how like some people have actually channeled that we jumped timelines, if you think in terms of parallel realities. And others talked about how we have sort of shifted to new opportunity, which is kind of counterintuitive. And I think that the situation with the election is one of these times where it's an opportunity for us to get out of our 3D thinking of this is what we need in terms of a leader. This is what we need in terms of politics in order for us to be safe, in order for us to care for those who need to be cared for, in order for those for us to have fairness, equality. And yes, indeed, I know that there are lots of examples out there that sort of go against what I'm saying, but I'm telling you, on an energetic level, we have a huge opportunity. And I tell you, it's no coincidence that we are heading out of a 9-year and into a 1-year. And when this new president is going to be inaugurated, it's looking like it's absolutely going to happen, we're in a 1-year. And it's funny because this is really an opportunity for us to shift our perspective of what's going on externally and focus within. Because it's that place within where we are going to see reality, feel reality in a different kind of way. And it's if we can sort of disconnect from the external world that makes us so uneasy, upset, and realize that and sort of come to peace with what is, it allows us the opportunity to shift in an amazing way. And as we sort of tune into our own shifting, it it sort of spreads vibrationally across our country, across the planet. So it's something to actually feel inspired about instead of feeling that it's just so tragic. And yes, I get it. You know, you don't have to send me the emails or write your complaints on my Facebook page. You can if you want. I really don't mind. But I'm telling you, there is something big underway energetically. And part of it, what I was talking about before, relates to the divine feminine. And the divine feminine energy is this, that's, we're getting this huge influx on our planet right now, is this energy that comes and clears things out. It's like, if you think of it as wind, it is blowing off the dead leaves off the deciduous tree because they no longer serve the growth and the support of the tree. It's the wind that tosses us about. If we're on a boat, you know, instead of getting to say, okay, well, I'm going to go to this place over here and we're going to chart the course and we're going to motorboat over there, it's really about sort of letting go and allowing the wind to toss us about, staying afloat, but understanding on a deep level that there's something powerful underway. And that wind, although it seems cruel sometimes, although it seems like it does not make any sense in terms of its direction, the wind will move us to where we need to go as long as we get good at letting go. And that's what 2016 has been about. And again, I encourage you to call with your stories of how you had to let go in 2016 and give you the opportunity to have a card pulled for 2017. Benny, what are those numbers again?
Sure. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We can use myself if you'd like to start things off.
I would love
Look
to hear
Look at your eyes got all bright and excited.
Yeah, I always like getting to know Benny better, and when he gets to express himself on the air, it's
because I'm ready for the break. We can do me now.
No. Okay.
We can do me if we want to test this out.
I absolutely
okay.
want to hear about your letting go and see what card you're going to get
okay.
for 2017.
So do we pick the cards first?
No.
Or do I say the questions first?
Ask the questions first.
Ask the question for me? Mm-hmm. So let's see. My 2017 question will be, how will my financial situation look like?
Okay. First, you have to share something about 2016. How did you let go?
How did I let go?
Mm-hmm.
By listening to myself in a deeper moment, a deeper feeling.
Uh-huh.
I guess I took a lot in from a lot of the hosts here. And, you know, a lot of the hosts here are very spiritual awareness styled people that give the look from the outside looking in rather than from the inside looking out.
Uh-huh.
And for me, that's always been a challenge.
Sure.
Because I've just got stuff being thrown at me all day long, and I don't really get a chance to involve that with myself.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go there.
Okay.
Start with that.
So in the ways in which you let go, and I know something about your personal life, even if it was right, did you have pain? Did you have turmoil because of it?
Well, of course.
Okay. I think it's important for people to know, because I think what happens to a lot of people who are in the consciousness realm, they think that it's all about purpose. It's all about, you know, everything's fine. Yes, it hurts, but I will move through this very quickly because, you know, it's all divine. But really, when you get down to it, it can hurt like the dickens. It can feel really confusing. It can toss you about in ways that are rather surprising. And I think it's really important for those of us who are on our spiritual paths to not try to transcend the emotions, to not try to, you know, think in terms of, well, I'm not this human being. I'm just a spirit residing in a human being. No, be in your humanness and actually feel the pain and be present with what you're experiencing. And you know what? For many of us this year, it hurt.
Being vulnerable is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. And allowing ourselves to be in our wholeness, not just in the spiritual realm, but also in our humanness as well. So let's see.
Okay.
We're talking about 2017.
Yep.
You're interested in your
My financial situation.
Financial situation.
So what are you doing for our listeners, too? What are we doing here?
Well, what I'm proposing is that people share a little bit about what letting go they had to do.
Okay.
Or how they found letting go challenging. And then we're going to pull a card and allow them to have a card for 2017.
So it's one card from a particular deck that we're using today? Or
well, I've got a few different decks.
Oh, great.
And
okay.
This one is Denise Lynn's Soul Coaching. And your card for 2017 is Embracing.
Mm.
I embrace and love all of my life.
So I got to hug that dollar sign.
You know, probably I think you need to
or the money bag.
Embrace every aspect of abundance that you see arise in your life. And I know that you're a very conscious man. You know, you talk about sort of being more external. I know you're a very conscious man. And as the abundance appears in a variety of ways, embrace it. You know, whether it's, you know, somebody bringing you a bowl of soup when you're sick, or you know, if your child brings you a piece of artwork for the refrigerator, you know, whatever it is, however that arises, you know, if you find a quarter on the sidewalk, embrace all of it and understand that abundance flows through you and to you. And that sense of awareness and gratitude, that embracing all that is, helps that abundance flow.
Perfect. I like that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And we're going to go to a quick break. And again, we've already got callers calling in, but can you share the number just one more time, Benny?
Sure. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we have Barbara standing by from West Seattle, so we'll be right with her very shortly.
Wonderful.
Unstoppable. Who do executive women count on for up-to-date information on everything from stilettos to being heard in the boardroom? To achieve excellence, you must first take control of your life and develop a successful strategy with the Unstoppable Diva. Tune in to Up or Out with Connie Fife, Mondays 5 p.m. Eastern, as she cuts through the BS to guide you to become bold, connected, and unstoppable. For more information, visit uporout.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. We're having fun here on the breaks. So sorry you guys can't tune into that.
Well, we're just kind of saying, like, if I was ever a feline, because you have some beautiful cats, some great photos of them. And I'm like, if I was ever a cat, I would definitely be staying at your house. They look very healthy.
Yeah.
Because I love
and
food.
It's so funny, too, because my cats were... No, all three of them, they're two females and one male. And then once I got them fixed, one of them in particular got, the female got fat really fast.
Super healthy.
Yeah, right. She's really super robust. And we try to always restrict food, but it's interesting. But it's funny because, you know, like every other night I'll give them a little treat, like when these treats from like pure meat or whatever, in these little packages that are kind of hard and
they have to try to find their way in or like
I throw them and they'll leap into the air and they'll go running after them. Well, you know, it's funny because I've got two of the three cats are much more agile. Think, you know, because but then the fat cat, she's really, really good at chasing after the treats and getting them fast.
Oh, well, that's
she's
good.
The best.
The challenges in life of a cat.
She has to be motivated, apparently. You know, we are talking about the power of letting go. And boy, oh boy, did 2016 invite us to either face our shadow or deal with loss or, you know, one way or another, we were asked to let go. And we have a caller right now, Barbara from West Seattle. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hello.
So did you find 2016 challenging?
On some levels, yes, and on some levels, not at all.
Okay. So in what ways did you find it challenging, or in what ways did you find that you needed to let go?
I needed to let go of not stepping into doing my work here in the United States.
Oh, tell me more about that. So you're here in the U.S., right?
Yes, but I travel to Europe and teach a lot of holistic healing courses, high-level healing courses, but I've not done it here in the United States.
And why is that?
I think because part of it was that I like the anonymity here at home, but I'm being really forced this year to get out there in the United States now.
Well, that's interesting. So let's sort of reframe that. What are you letting go of? In order to step into it here in the United States, what did you need to let go of?
I need to let go of a part-time job that I have.
Oh, okay.
To step fully into my healing here.
Uh-huh. And let's go a little deeper. What, not just the external thing, letting go, what on an internal level are you being asked to let go in order to take that step?
Well, the fear.
Yeah, yeah. The fear. That's a big one. And my guidance says that you need a card from Denise Lynn's Gateway Oracle Cards. And I've got a card that's screaming at me. This one says, believing in magic. True magic is abounding in my life. I like that. So it seems like if you are in the healing realm, you already interact with magic on a regular basis.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I do believe that oftentimes with the you know, having the trust, the faith that things will work out, we need to believe in the magic of the universe and its orchestration of our lives. Yeah.
Yes.
So, do you have any other wishes for 2016 beyond bringing your work to the United States?
Maybe, you know, it kind of like Benny, I'd like, you know, more abundance in all, you know, realms of my life.
Uh-huh. Right. And I think that that is often something that people want. I think we all want it at least in one area or another of our lives. And, you know, when we wish for that abundance, when we want that abundance, we need to understand that that is about receiving. And in order to be open to receive, it means we need to clear out those things that we can that are no longer serving us on a soul level. It means we will be letting go and letting go and letting go. So it's really about understanding that there's a flip side to that abundance coin, and that is releasing what no longer serves us.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So let me pull one more card for you.
Okay.
And about the abundance. It's about communication.
Okay.
I communicate from my heart, and love surrounds and protects me. So what I'm intuiting from that is that the communication aspect of this is going to be big for you in terms of social media, in terms of getting the word out, sort of, you know, getting out of the closet, so to speak, you know, releasing that anonymity. Oh, can't even say it. Speak for me, Benny. Anonymity.
Anonymity? Yes. See, now it's even tougher for me because now you're in my head with it.
Anonymity. And being willing to communicate about what it is you're offering. And so I would suggest that, you know, you look forward to 2017 with that understanding that that's an important part of that abundance flow.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling, Barbara.
Bye.
Benny, can you share the number again?
Sure. 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join us. 800-930-2819 on the Christine Upchurch Show.
And I've got cards here for pulling. And, you know, I think that many, many people have felt as though 2016 sort of kicked them in the butts. I can say that on the air, can't I, Benny?
That's you just did. It's all out.
Okay, good. It hasn't been, like, bleeped out or dumped.
You would be removed from the audio wave itself.
Yes.
Which, you're fine.
Okay, good. And so, really, it's serving an important purpose. And, you know, I'm going to say something that's probably politically incorrect to those of us who've been in the consciousness movement for a long time. Oftentimes when we face challenges, one of the things we've learned to do is we've learned to search for meaning in the challenge. And, you know, I did it for many, many years. And I think that from my perspective, there always is meaning. You know, I think existentialists have a different perspective, but I do believe that there truly is meaning behind our challenges, our losses, that there's a perfection in the way our life is orchestrated when we're experiencing these things. However, I think it is a mistake to search for the meaning, particularly when we're in the midst of experiencing the emotional turmoil associated with the loss or the challenge. And here's the reason why. When we're looking for meaning, it gets us out of the experience itself. And one of the things that's really important on an energetic level and on a psychological level is to allow things to flow through us. And the only way we can do that is by experiencing them fully, by being present with them. If we are searching for meaning, we're saying, first of all, I have to find a reason for it being okay. I'm not fully accepting things because until I know that there's a reason. Or, oh, if I can find the reason, that means that if I can eliminate the reasons, then these things won't happen again. One way or another, it's about either trying to get control, it's trying to say things aren't okay as they are until I find the meaning. It's about looking beyond what is, and really allowing the flow is the best way to experience these things, whether we're feeling grief or frustration or anger or defeat, whatever it is. It's like the you know, to live life fully, it means experiencing it all. But in order to allow it to flow through us and eventually release it, we need to be present with what is and not try to sort of battle with ourselves about, you know, is it okay or not? And I need to find the meaning, you know, that I need to find the higher purpose. Truly, when we are ready to find out what that purpose is, it will come to us. It may sort of feel like this effervescent bubble that's going from our heart to our head, into our mind, sort of helping us to kind of illuminate the purpose of what our experience has been. It might be a sort of a total body, aha, you know, the head to toe shiver. I get it now. It might get pieced together by hearing, you know, conversations or having little visuals show up and this inner knowingness that here is the meaning. Here it is. And then it's fine to take that mental, you know, energy and kind of piece it together. But don't use the mind and the ego's need to know and to control in order to avoid the experience. Be in it fully. So, Benny, do we have a caller?
Yeah, but let's take a quick break and wet our whistle, so to speak.
That sounds good.
And give out the number, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back with more.
What a drag it is getting old.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Kristen Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We have a caller. We are talking about the power of letting go, and we have a caller, Gina from Issaquah.
Yep, Gina, welcome.
Hello.
So tell me, Gina, did you find 2016 to be a little unusual in terms of its challenges?
For the last 4 to 5 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So your talk really resonated with me because I've learned through the challenges, the blessings,
mm-hmm.
and how a door is closed and new ones open. And gratefulness.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we need enough time to have passed to actually get that perspective and have done enough letting go to realize that there's more to come.
A lot. From a divorce to a bad relationship to a wonderful job lost, bullying to at the job to several other bad jobs. And health, a brain tumor.
Oh, my goodness.
And fear around weight. So since then, I've learned to let go. And I'll let you run with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you let go within the context of any of these challenges, how does that look in your moment-to-moment daily life?
I do it through meditation.
Yeah, that's a great
tool. I post brain tumor, I self-taught myself how to meditate. It's my favorite part of the morning.
So you make it part of your routine.
It's a routine, and I love it. I can't wait. Sometimes at night, I can't wait. I love it.
Right.
But to give you more clarity of letting go, and it is fear that's tied to it, and ego.
Sure.
So it's been I've had a huge spiritual growth and journey. But you asked me, what does it look like
In your daily life? So let's say that you know, there's the bigger stuff that, and you've mentioned some of it. You know, loss of a marriage. You know, I've gone through a divorce this year myself. You know, shifting jobs, having challenges where you have to let go of some big things.
Right.
But it seems to me that as we become better and better at letting go of the big things, the little things become easier. Like if we're stuck on the freeway in traffic, you know, it's no longer the same kind of frustration because we've exercised that muscle of letting go. Benny's laughing over
right. It only depends on where you are. I did that this last summer and panicked really loud because I was right here.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so that's the only time I've been panicked in a traffic situation. It just brought it up. I'm sorry. But but now I can handle it. Get off the road, Benny. That's what you need to do first. Don't just sit there.
Yeah.
I solved it.
And sometimes we can't solve it. We're just like plain stuck. I mean, I've been on my way into the show before and been so stuck that I had to pull off somewhere and
do the show from
the car, you know, and have people pull up next to me with their loud radio on and all that stuff.
But I can breathe again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, where are you?
and you know what, Benny? That's a really important piece of it. The learning to breathe fully is an important part of letting go in the moment. It's physiologically, it's a release. And
meditation helps.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I meditate, almost all the time. If I'm driving, I have a little water and I breathe and drink my water. And especially in the morning, it kind of meditating in the morning, it sets me to meditate all day.
Right. And
I love it.
And I do believe that we're meant to sort of be in that meditative state. And in fact,
there's
this, you know, I'm in sort of continual communication with what I consider to be my divine guidance. And you know, I find myself talking aloud sometimes when I'm in the car by myself or in my home by myself. And it's really a matter of sort of, you know, being really aware and present. So it's a great tool. And, you know, I have to tell you that all the things that you've mentioned in your life, although they sound extreme and they sound difficult, it sounds like you have come to a place where you've gotten better at letting go, and you are understanding that as you release things, new things come in. And, you know, it's funny, Gina, because I don't think in terms of, like you probably heard, I think even in the movie The Secret, you know, somebody was talking about how if you want something new and you're holding something in your hand, you have to drop what's in your hand in order to receive this new thing. But I think it goes beyond that. I think that every time we drop something from our hand that's not serving us, not only does our hand become empty to receive, our hand becomes larger so that we can receive more. So I really do believe that the more and more we let go, the more we are open to receive.
Yeah, and the lesson I've learned, just for the listeners that help, and it doesn't have to be, it could be your own special God. I was raised Christian, but part of this journey that's taught me how to let go is when I've been at wit's end, I go to God. So as an example, when I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, I said, God, please give me strength. I never to this day, this was 3 or 4 years ago, I never said, why me? You know, why? What did I do wrong? Why? Instead, I said, give me strength.
Right.
And God gave me strength in that I went on this huge, I'm getting shivers right now. I went on a huge spiritual journey. I have a huge, I've learned so much about mindfulness and the chakras and clairvoyance and meditation. It was just, that's just one example.
And, you know, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I want to make sure we have an opportunity to pull a card for you, Gina, for 2017. Can you, is there a particular question, a particular area of your life that you want to find some guidance about for 2017?
Gosh, everything's kicking. Let's see here. Just how about, because of my spiritual journey, the gift.
Okay, what I just pulled was the miracles card. My life is a miracle. That's so perfect. Thank you, Gina, for calling and sharing today. And I wish you well on this process of letting go and receiving more.
Yep, it worked.
And, you know, I wanted to give you a little bit more perspective on the letting go. And it's funny because I've written a blog about the power of letting go. You can go to christineupchurch.com or follow me on Facebook. I posted something on Facebook recently. And anyway, one of the things that I'm saying about all the letting go, it's actually serving us to step into what I call a new kind of superpower. Now, you know, it's funny because when we think of superpowers, we often think in terms of the ones we read about or hear about, you know, I mean, or hear about and or see in movies, you know, that it's kind of like this power that moves outward in a very masculine way to shift something externally. But as we let go more and more, we are opening to the inward flow of the divine feminine. And in a sense, it is like a new kind of superpower where we are getting to be good at receiving. And the better and better we get at being open to that influx, the more powerful we become. And ultimately, it's our greatest power, our greatest potential for manifestation, whether we're talking about as individuals or collectively, is in this divine dance, as I said before, with the universe, where sometimes we are in the lead, and sometimes we are being led. So it's really a matter of opening to that moment-to-moment flow, which may include the release and the letting go of things that no longer serve us, even if we don't understand the purpose behind it. It is about letting go. And then it is also about, through that letting go, through that opening, allowing that energy to flow in. because that energy is very empowering, but you have to have that open space to allow it to come in and flow. And then we will take that divine energy and move it outward with the divine masculine in the co-creative ability. But for now, 2016, and it's possible moving well into 2017, we are being asked to let go and to let go and to let go. And I suggest you to sort of breathe into it, that you find trust and you find centeredness within it, and allow yourself to feel whatever you feel associated with it, but then allow yourself to come back to center, because it's in that centeredness, that place of lack of judgment, where you will experience more. I'm thankful that you joined us here today. If you want more information, go to christineupchurch.com. Happy New Year, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.